One of the things that there's the also the Lord Jesus Christ, when he had his disciples around him, he would tell stories, he would tell parables. And we know of the parable of the talents, right? A man had servants, and he would give one servant 10, one servant 5, one servant 1. He would tell them, occupy trade, take care of these things until I come. And he would teach his disciples this matter of stewardship. And there were several other stories that the Lord Jesus Christ would teach his disciples about this matter of stewardship, caring for another man's things. Now, you might be thinking, okay, so what does that mean for me as a disciple of Christ, as a follower of Christ? And we're going to get into this on Thursday, but I just wanted to let you think about this a little bit and mull over this. What is it that's in your hand? What is it that you have? What is it that you have not received? That's what Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4 as well. Everything you possess, you are a steward because all things belong to God. And so you have a job. Your answer, and Paul says this, is that, you know, we answer to our earthly boss, but we serve the Lord in our work. There are three areas that we're going to look at when we get into this matter of stewardship. It's the one area that we don't like to talk a lot about. You know, Brother Tim talked about, we don't hear a lot of ministry about fasting. Well, we don't hear a lot of ministry about your money. The Lord is expecting us to be stewards of our money. The Lord teaches a very poignant lesson about money and true riches. There is a direct correlation between your and my perspective of how we handle Benjamins and Lincolns and how we handle the truth of God. And so I want you to really, you know, ponder that. The second thing that we have to be careful about is our time. God grants to each of us 24 hours each day. As a steward, how are you managing your 24 hours? So let's say we take 8 for sleep. We take 8 to 10 for work. That's 18. What do we do with those balance of 6 hours? Did I do the math right? Did I do the math right? I don't know. Okay, go on. You figure it out. Well, think about it. We have our treasure, which is our money. We have time. What are we doing with our time? I am guilty as charged in that there are times where I am not being a good steward of time. But as a steward, as a follower of Christ, the Bible tells us we need to redeem the time. We need to buy back the time because the days are evil. And so we want to be good stewards of our time. And the third area that we want to be stewards in is our talents. What is it that God has given you? Ability. Can you draw? Do you sing? Play an instrument? You have a good listening ear? You just love to help? What is it that you have just by your genetic makeup and being? Well, all things come from God. So how do you use the talents and abilities that he's given you? How are you a steward? How do you manage those things? And then we're going to also discover that as a believer, not only do you have whatever comes to you naturally because of, you know, your environment, your genetics and all that kind of stuff, but you are being endowed and given special grace as a child of God. Special grace, a special gift. With the specific intent that you might become a servant to serve the Lord's people. And so the next thing that the Lord Jesus Christ modeled for his disciples as he was teaching them and preparing them in order that they might go into all nations and make disciples, he taught them how to serve. He taught this poignant lesson. He says, who is greatest among you? In fact, the disciples themselves had this conversation. You know, hey, I want the right hand, man. What you want? and then the disciples, one of their mothers said, Lord, you know, I want one of my sons on your left. This idea of greatness, this idea of prominence, this idea of being in a prominent place, the Lord Jesus Christ totally shattered the mindset of the day when he said, you know who's going to be greatest? The one who serves. Jesus said he came not to serve, not to be served or to be ministered to, but to serve. John 13, one of the greatest examples of the Lord's service. It says, after the meal, he took off his garment and he put a towel around him and he got down and he washed the disciples' feet. He lowered himself to the servant status in order to minister to his disciples. That was a poignant lesson to those disciples as they watched and says, here it is, the Son of God taking on a servant's character in order to serve them. They were blown away by that. One of the disciplines that we need to embrace as followers of Christ is a servant's heart. We live in a world in which what's in it for me? Right? What do I get out of it? What's the advantage for me? And believe it or not, you know, we don't, keeping it real, we are very, need to be very aware of the fact that we are often shaped by the culture and the world in which we live. And whether or not we are aware of it, sometimes those kinds of ideas creep in and shape our own attitudes and our own thinking. Well, I'm not going to meeting because I don't get nothing out of it. I'm not doing that because I don't get this. Flip the script. Flip the script. God has given you natural talents and abilities. He's given you a specific or a particular gift for the edification of the body of Christ. The question is, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the body of Christ in an attitude of service? So stewardship, God has deposited in you time, treasure, and talent. What are you doing with it? How do you manage it? How are you managing it? Discipline says, I'm going to always realize that this is not mine. I need to be attentive to what my master really would like me to do with it. What he would like me to do with that $50 bill that I have an opportunity to do this or this. One has an investment in that which has eternal consequences. The other one is, I don't know, burns up and goes out into the drought. You never know. But he's given us all of these things, and we practice the discipline of managing the things that he's entrusted to us. And the things he entrusts to us in order that we might better serve one another. And not only just one another, but that we might also better serve the communities in which God has placed us. Remember, the instruction of the disciple was go out into all nations. And so that means goes out into our own communities and make a difference in those communities because we have a servant heart. We have a sense of who owns all things. We have a sense of who owns all things and who is the possessor of heaven and earth. And we are simply seeking to do what he bids us to do.